Gemara says in Daf Kuf Amaraf Amad Aleph, the Tanya Hashem Baruch Hu Zavon Bakol Rmei Omer Shal Hayu Lo Basu Bido Omer Shal Is Lo Basu Bakol Shema. The Rita says that what does it mean that Hashem was Baruch Hu Zavon Bakol, that he had a daughter and her name was Bakol. So Taisa asks a kasha, Bas Haisa Bakol Shema Bim Tarma V'Lom Lo Yisrael Yitzchak. If it's true that Avraham had a daughter by the name of Bakol, then why didn't he marry off to Yitzchak? There's a whole tircha trying to find a shidduch for Yitzchak. He should just marry off to his sister, according to the man Damer that Ben Aruch is muta b'achaisei. So Taisa says, "V'shamad Hashem ktana haisav rotsa adayin lasil Yitzchak." Maybe this daughter was a ktana, and therefore it wasn't the right time to marry off to Yitzchak. Inami says, "Mehagar haisav, maybe she's from Hagar." V'loy misara, not from Sarah, v'kachlu etzal lasil Yitzchak. Those are the two terutzim that Taisa gives. I saw that Rabbi Eli Baruch Finkel, in his Kuntras HaShiduchim, he asked Akasha, Pasha Akasha and Taisus. He says, what's all Akasha Taisus? Why didn't he marry off his daughter to Yitzchak? Maybe it wasn't a good Shidduch. Maybe it wasn't a good fit. We know in Shidduchim sometimes it's just not a good Shidduch. It's not a good fit. It doesn't work out because of personality, whatever. And it's just not, doesn't work. So maybe this daughter, Bakol, just happened not to be a good Shidduch for Yitzchak. But Bichlal is the Akasha of Taisus. And even the first Taz of Taisus, that she was a Ktana, Taisus doesn't seem to know for sure that she was a Ktana. He's saying that Shama Ktana, so maybe she was, and that's why he didn't want to marry her off. So once Taisus is saying maybes, you could say maybe it wasn't a good Shidduch, maybe it wasn't a good fit. What Bechlal is the whole Kasha of Taisus? So Rabbi Elibach said that you see from Taisus, Gvaldik Yasad and Shidduchim, that when it comes to Shidduchim, there's no such thing as just not being a good fit. The other thing you have to look out for is that it should be a good fit mitzad the midos, mitzad the shifa. Someone should have the same shifa to build a bias with the proper shifa to build a bias, which is a makam of ruchnius, a makam of doing ratzon Hashem. And if those shifas are correct, then everything else could be worked out. It's no such thing as not being a good shidduch. And over here, the shifas were about a good. They both came from the house of Rav Avinu, the midos and midos taivas. So once those two things are in place, which is pashat the taisis, there's no reason why the shidduch shouldn't go through. And that's why he had to come out these other two, it's from Shema Katana Haisa, or maybe she was from Hagar.